June. Julia, 5, Maynooth, Ontario.
What's your name?
Julia.
Julia? That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
So, how old are you, Julia?
5.
5? Wow. Where's your mom and dad, Julia?
Gone.
They're gone. Okay, where'd they go?
The bird people.
The bird people. Who are the bird people?
They're just the bird people.
Okay, well...
You should hide.
Okay, well...
They're coming back.
Okay, but...
Hide, stupid!
Wait! Hold on, just... Julia! Come back!
Zoe, 35, Algonquin Park, Ontario.
I got stuck up here around the end of December. I'm single, and I didn't have anyone waiting for me back home, so I kind of just kept hanging around here, patrolling and such. Welcome to Algonquin Park. I've always liked this place, ever since I was a kid. Beautiful up here. There are two other guests here in the park at this moment that I know about. There's some crazy old racist guy. Insane fella. He's set up over at Mule Lake Campground. Some guy named Mitch. I wouldn't advise getting too close to him. He's carrying a gun, and he doesn't mind squeezing off a few rounds at you if you get too close. He doesn't seem to be straying too far from the campground, though, so as long as you stay away from his general vicinity, he shouldn't be too much of a problem. The other one's a girl a bit younger than me, I'd say. Kind of a quiet lady. I think she's had a rough go of things, but who hasn't, eh? Said her name was Samantha. All done up in camouflage gear and everything. Loaded for bear. Huge backpack on her. Bow and arrows, the whole works. Quiet, though. Speaking of which, I should hike up there, check in on her, and see if she's still around or what. Those things that have been taking everyone... Don't worry, they've been all through this place up here, too. The park ain't safe. I don't think nowhere is safe, but the park, it sure ain't safe either. They've been sneaking through here from the start. Snatching campers while they slept, my co-workers on patrol. Fucking things. I have not seen one yet, but I did find a couple of tracks. Up around Burnt Island last month, down this patch of mud near the shoreline. Only tracks I ever seen of them. Whoever they are. That Samantha lady was headed up to Opeongo Lake, so I might take a trip up there today. Got nothing else to do except drive to the other gates, check them out. I could give you a ride up to the access point if you'd like. You can hang out up there, camp, grab a canoe, go off wherever. Just respect the other campers and don't start fires you can't put out. That's not just park rules. That's rules for life. There are still bears out there, and wolves, and fish, and squirrels. Not as many as there were. But there's still a few. You see signs in the mall every now and again. I don't think they're gonna get everybody, these things with the tracks. I don't think they're gonna get every single person on the planet. I think if they were able to do that, they would have done it already. They might get most of us, but they won't get all of us. You just gotta think about us like people. Like a forest, or a mine, or an oil field. When miners go into a mine, they mine that mine not until the mine's 100% empty. You know what I mean? They might get close. They might get 99.9% of whatever mineral out of that mine. But they won't get all of it. They'll stop mining that mine the instant the thing starts costing more than it produces in revenue. You get me? Like, the instant it starts getting cost ineffective to gather the last little bits of whatever resource... That's when a company gets up and moves onto another deposit, somewhere else, is what I'm talking about. If they had the ability to get all of us, they would have done it by now. The fact that there are people here and there still, I mean, to me, that gives me a lot of hope, really. Because the people who are left, I mean, think about it. Here in the park, 4 people that I know about. You, me, that Samantha lady, and the crazy racist fella. This park has an area of more than 7,500 square kilometers. I'm not saying they're gone, don't get me wrong there, but I think if they had the ability to get every single one of us, it would have happened by now. So try and keep your head down and enjoy the Aurora Borealis when it comes out. Don't attract attention to yourself and maybe they'll get tired of looking for you. And while you're at it, respect the other campers and don't start any fires you can't put out. Oh, and try and leave any place you stay better than when you found it. That's a big one too. That's the most important rule in life. Want to check out Opeongo Lake with me? It's breathtaking.
Lowell, Opeongo Lake, Ontario.
I've read all the park pamphlets they got here. I read a book about the history of the lake. Opeongo. The name means sandy at the narrows. There are no waves here. I was supposed to be going to Tofino. Existence is pretty random, I think. It started to get hot, so I took my shirt off. I'm lying here in the sun. I'm just looking at this lake. Opeongo. Life gets sandy at the narrows. Life is like a lake when you're chasing an ocean. It's a shallow lake. But I can see my reflection in its surface. I can see the scars on my face. Half my eyesight left. Pretty noticeable limp. 2 missing teeth. But this has turned out to be a very durable tape recorder. Light doesn't come on anymore when I use it, but the wheels still turn. It still records and everything. Good work, tape recorder. Good work, buddy. There's kind of a buzzing of insects you can hear across the water. I don't know if they're cicadas or crickets or what. This kind of drone. I think I figured out how to survive the end of the world. See, I can hope Zoe or Ollie are still kicking around, and then I can take Bird's Kawasaki and drive down to the gate there, but all the hope in the world isn't going to affect whether or not I run into them. But if I imagine that they're still there, Zoe in her office, Ollie in his cabin, that at least gives me something. Enough to keep me going. That gives me all I need to carry on. I don't even have to go down there and check in on them. I'm good to stay here a little while longer. Maintain my low profile. If I can imagine they're still doing okay, that's all I need. If I can imagine the purple lights are going to go away soon, that's all I need. That'll get me through another day. It's imagination, not hope. That's the trick to surviving. Imagination gives you strength. It gives you new ideas, changes things up. Sometimes you got to put your ear up to the shell, because some people only ever get one ocean. Jane is safe. She's somewhere else, but she's safe. JP's safe. He's somewhere else, but he's a... See, if I can imagine it. Connor, he's... Maybe I'm losing it again. Maybe I am. If I'm losing it this time, though, I'm losing it in a different way. A good way. I'm not in a funk anymore. I snapped out of it. Because I heard wolves howling last night. Actual wolves. after the purple lights died down, across the lake. Opiango. Real-life wolves. According to the pamphlets, it's way out of season. First time I ever heard wolves howl. It's amazing. They sound like a commitment. All of them together. Howling, for real. They sounded like how Jane and I felt. How she made me feel in Montreal. Tremolo. Like there were two notes. Call and answer. Give and take. How could you turn your back on noise like that? How could you ever? I think I'm gonna take one of the rental canoes and go find them. Across the lake. I might not ever see another person again. That's okay. I got a fortune of wolves.
End of tape. F49 8C45.
Fortune of Wolves was written by Ryan Griffith. The series was produced by Big Noise Audio Collective and presented by Theatre New Brunswick. The show was directed by Ryan Griffith with help from Jillian Hansen. Recording, editing, and sound design by Matt Carter. Music for the series was created by Counting On Downstairs, with additional scoring by Matt Carter. To learn more about the series and the artists involved, visit tnb.nb.ca or look for the Big Noise Audio Collective on Facebook. This episode featured Kat Hall as the Chief Archivist, Jason McIntyre as Lowell, Haley Trifts as Julia, and Nikki Vigneault as Zoe. Thank you.